Hopkins County philanthropist Mary Bonham and the Sulphur Springs Lions Club made donations Friday morning at KSST to the City of Sulphur Springs for sidewalks to a proposed Bright Star baseball field in Buford Park. Ms. Bonham donated $5,000 and the Lions $2,240. Ms. Bonham commented on her donation.
This book was my family recipes, and I came up with it last fall. And I thought, well, I will just print a cookbook, and I wanted to give it some kind of an organization. So I picked the Bright Star to give it to them, and we did real well at Christmas with it. And the $5,000 that I have given, and now I have some more books that I would like for people to start buying them again, so in the fall I can present them with another check. It's been wonderful, thanks to my friends and neighbors and everybody that's bought one.
City Manager Mark Maxwell talked about how the funds would be used.
So this is going to make the two fields that belong to the, well, belong to the taxpayers, used often by the boys baseball and now the Bright Star. This is going to make them accessible. One of them we already have done it to, but the second of the fields, which is on the far northern end of Buford Park, will have concrete from the parking lot to it, and then around the field, and then connecting it to the concession stand and the first field. So it will all be interconnected and accessible.
Veronica Yost with the Bright Star Baseball League also commented.
Oh, it's very appreciative. It will make the accessibility at the ball field a lot easier for our players who are in wheelchair, who are less mobile than our other players. Absolutely a great, wonderful contribution.
This will be a very special field, won't it, and just for them.
Once we build our own field, yes. Currently, we will continue to play on the Buford Park fields. But yes, once we are able to collect all of the money that we need to build our own personal Bright Star designated field, yes, it's going to be wonderful.
KSST News.